And now, this episode of Flight Risk brought to you by our lovely sponsors at...
Picture a world where the gods have grown bored and fickle. Picture a world where reality shapes itself to their whims and desires in the search for entertainment. Picture a world where everything's a stage and the common folk merely players. Into this step the professional champions, heroes by trade and vocation, fighting to protect those in need. Some do it for gold, others for glory, but they all know that they are the thin line between the chaos of the gods and the safety of the world. And they also know this: if there's one thing the gods demand, it's a good performance. Welcome to Dungeon Majeur! Dungeon Majeur is an actual play Genesis podcast on a homebrewed world with some very homebrewed heroes. Starting on Wednesday the 14th of April and releasing weekly, find us wherever you get your podcasts and join us on the social medias under the banner of our parent show, Force Majeur, which is at Force Majeur Pod. So strap on your sword, fill up your tanker, take a seat by the fire, and get ready for the show.
Hey, flight fans. GM as always, Dwayne here. My pronouns are he and him. This episode of Flight Risk stars...
My name is Blamed Cat. My pronouns are he, him. I play Rael Bronda, the Mandalorian hired gun. And his pronouns are he, him.
My name is Andrew. My pronouns are he, they. I play Kane Pryde, the Mandalorian pilot. And his pronouns are he, him.
Let's buckle up. It's time for another Flight Risk episode.
A long, long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
After eliminating the last remaining member of the fake Mandalorian clan, Clan Rock, Kane Pryde and Rael Bronda are finding themselves with a new task. The Sith that attacked their planet are flying an experimental ship in the Mandalorian system. Will these two top guns be able to take out this top secret craft? Or will there be tragedy on the highway to the danger zone?
All right, so as you guys are flipping through your magazines, you guys start to get closer to this area of space. And let's have you guys actually do a... radar would be like a computer's check, I guess, right? Or...
Mm-hmm.
Or...
I don't know. Whatever, there's one called astrogation.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's more... Isn't that more for plugging in to make sure your hyperdrive flight goes smoothly, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
basically...
Calculations.
Yeah, I would say it's going to be a computer's...
Well, computer's for scanner, or you could do, I guess, maybe visual would be perception, if you honestly wanted to see out, maybe?
Yeah, I'd say either perception or computer's. You guys each give me a roll against a one red and two purple.
Oh, jeez.
One red, two purple. Well, I guess I'm slightly better at this one.
I don't have anything. So,
and please remember that we have four double-powered light side points that were donated by our friends here that we would love to use.
Well, I'll be happy to use one. You can use one. Go for it.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So remember, this is a double light side means that whatever your skill is, please upgrade it twice.
So two greens to two yellows?
Two greens to two yellows. Mm-hmm.
Cool. That'll be the same for me. You first.
One success, two threats.
Okay.
Cool. Did you do the did you do computers or perception? Which one did you do?
I did perception because I'm slightly better at that one.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to have
I'm going to have Rail just punching at the computer like a monkey. So we'll see how this one goes. Hey! Slightly right. Better than threats.
Two successes, two threats.
Yeah, he probably hurt his fingers on that or something. I don't know. What you want to do with threats?
Well, we're going to say that through the radar that Rail was looking at, and also Andrew, you just from just viewing space, you don't necessarily see the ship, Andrew, but you noticed like a distortion. Like you could see where a star kind of blinked out and came back in, where something must have crossed and pat in front of you in some way, but you didn't see the ship, but you know something is definitely out there. And Rail, since you got two successes, you're gonna actually gonna have that. You know that there is more than one ship out there, and the threat is going to be that they are going to be really, really close to you guys. Like, they have seen you before you saw them. So, Rail, you notice on the radar that the ships are not only showing up on radar, but they're heading your direction.
Oh, hey, I think we found them. Bad news, they found us. They're on the way now. There's more than one. Check this out. Like, passes the readings over.
Yeah, I would say that that's probably not good.
Yeah, they're not going to give us hugs, that's for sure.
Yeah. Can you get to the guns, just to be safe?
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm... He's already starting to walk that way. I think I'll do that. I think that'll be a good idea. Don't do any battle rolls till I get there!
Sounds good.
Jogs off.
All right, so I just sent to both your guys' Discord, I don't know if you have it on your phone or not, a quick little image of what you guys are going to be facing right now. So basically, it looks like a TIE interceptor. It's a heavy-duty, weighted, we all know is what a TIE fighter is, but this is kind of...
An angry version.
A very angry, if you think of Pokemon, this is probably the second evolution. Maybe not the last evolution, but it's definitely the second evolution of a TIE fighter. And both of you have...
It's a TIE fighter head on a much, much, much larger body.
Exactly. Yes. And this is something that neither Kane or Rail has ever seen before. This ship has never been seen in this, at least this, in your guys' quadrant of space ever. This is a completely new ship. You recognize the TIE design because you fought them recently in this little skirmish you guys had against the Sith.
Yeah.
But this new ship, this is basically, like you guys said, in your head, this is that ship on steroids now. And you know that there are, at least by the radar, there's at least two of them in your vicinity, and they're both coming at you right now. And we're going to keep the same kind of flight combat rules that we had before, where you set your speed, that creates the difficulty for the other people. You roll a piloting check, and that could either hinder or help a gunnery check, just to kind of streamline it. So instead of doing like the four-dimensional chess that is the rules, we kind of just streamlined it to make it like two rolls every round.
Oh, so we're just doing checkers instead. Okay.
Yes. We're playing Chinese checkers, you know, a little more complicated than regular checkers. Andrew, let us roll initiative, and we'll see who gets to go first.
Are we doing cool, or are we doing vigilance? Like, what would you think this is going to be?
Oh, yeah.
Were you prepared? I mean, you guys were on the lookout for ships, so I think you were prepared for this, so this would be
okay,
cool.
So it would be...
The only reason why I asked is because you said they were a lot closer than we expected, so I wasn't sure.
I would say because you were looking for them, that'd be cool. But if you want to say vigilance because they're caught you off guard, you could also do vigilance. I'm kind of, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to say that one.
I'm going to say vigilance as well because I have I have stuff pumped in there.
Let's see. There's so... mine.
Ooh, hey.
It looks like a straight back and forth PC-NPC.
Yes.
Because Rail rolled two, one of them rolled two, then the other guys rolled one, but you got three advantages, so you would go first. So we'll go back and basically back and forth.
Yeah.
PC, NPC. We'll start with the pilot of the ship, Andrew. You know that there are two ships.
Please.
All right.
Two ships near you. So establish your speed, and then what are you going to do? Remember, any of your piloting skills, just upgrade your role.
Yes, so this would be This is space?
Yes.
I assume?
Yeah.
I'll do two speed. So that's two purples. Cool. So, here we go, as the Mario Man says. Four Ooh. Successes, two threats.
All right, so that's going to be four additional blues for Rail and his shot. And do you want to take just two system strain, or do you have another idea for a threat?
I think two system strain is fine.
Okay.
Strain two.
All right, so, yeah, this pilot is going to be making his move. And then you said your speed was...
two.
So he's not shooting at you, he's just doing his regular roll.
This is my first space combat, so this will be fun.
Let's see, his ship can go actually speed five, so he'll start speed three to make it a little bit harder, but also harder to hit.
Like legit space combat.
Yeah. All right, Ooh. Two advantages. All right, so nothing super great for him on his shot when it comes up. All right, now we're over to Rail. Rail, you have, with the four successes, we just trained those over to blues for your shot. Oh. So you get four additional blues.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, we're definitely going to line up on that guy. So he'll probably be the first one that's closest, right? My assumption. Mm-hmm. The one that just went closest.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, cool. So, once around. Okay, so I'm going to do true aim. I'm glad that works with everything. Do that. Okay, so that makes it, when it's all said and done, that'll be three yellows, one green, and five blues.
It's a lot of blue. So,
let's do this. Just a regular roll. Well, with the aim.
Oh, you have to do, you're shooting at the first guy, so you're rolling against three purple, because that's his speed. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I forgot to tell you that.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's fine. I was like, I know there's difficulty in here somewhere. Did you want to flip a point, or do you want to leave it like it is?
I'll leave it as it is at first.
Okay, all right. So that's three purple. Gotcha. All right. And rolling that beautiful bean footage. Goodness!
That's a lot.
Wow. three successes, six advantages.
Okay.
Which I think can be cut into two triumphs.
Yeah, does the weapons on your ship, do they have, like, what's it called when they can do that tandem shooting thing?
Linked?
Yeah, do the messenger ship have linked shooting there, Andrew? I don't know if we ever we didn't really ever discuss that before.
Turret-mounted medium laser cannon, fire arc all, damage 6, mm-hmm. critical 3. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say it.
So it doesn't have any specials? Okay.
Well, because I think your ship's more of a freighter than a fighter, so I don't know if it would have linked. So.
Yeah, no, it just has a critical on three advantages.
Okay, so you got enough to do two criticals on the ship if you want to do
which so I think... That'd be, you mean plus 10 to the critical? So it'd be one critical, but plus 10 because we're using both? Or do you roll
twice? Yeah.
What do you do?
I would say... we'll just do the plus 10. That way we don't want to make it too crazy. So yeah, if you want to... Under special rolls, there's ship critical and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. And then I also have lethal blows, which works with my shooting to add plus 10 as well. So that'd be plus 20.
Okay.
I know. Rails of pain.
Hey, you get enough XP, everyone gets a pain in the butt.
This is true. This is true. Do you put a plus 20 on it, or do you just put 20?
I think you just put 20.
Whoa. Hey, there we go.
All right. So it is 108 total. Shield overload. The ship's shields completely failed. Decrease the defense of all defense zones to 0. This critical hit cannot be repaired until the end of the encounter. Oh, geez, Louise. All right. They pull up their ship thing here. And one page for the pilots.
The ship suffers 2 points of system strain. That would be fun.
So, how much damage did the weapons do?
Six.
Six plus, he rolled how many? Three? So nine?
Three. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, holy cannoli. Okay. So, yeah, you just pepper this thing, and you just see sparks shooting out of this thing, and you can see that telltale flicker of shields turning off, on, and then they're just off. So the ship is definitely wounded. They surprised that this little messenger freighter thing just opened up on them like they did. They did not expect these Mandalorians to be as aggressive. And now we're on the second pilot. He's going to do the same thing.
Hey, Kane, we got one without his pants on.
All right.
Good. Focus on him.
Threats. Nothing good for this guy. Three threats. All right. The other pilot is going to be surprised. This was supposed to be just like a practice strafing run. And all of a sudden, his friend is getting shot out, and he's just pulling way too hard up on his ship. And he's going to take three strain on his ship, which is like half their strain, but okay.
Yeah, that's half their strain.
So he basically tries to throw it in reverse way too hard. If this was like a 67 Corvette, you would just hear the grinding gears in space as he tries to go through.
Heart.
He's going from fifth gear to reverse straight. That's not healthy, I'll tell you.
Oh, no, that my heart goes out on that one. Oh, my gosh. I used to have a 65 Ford Mustang. I popped it in park once and while it's still rolling. And it just,
Bad memories. All right, so we're back at the top of the round here.
All righty, so I guess it's me again. So I think I will make the same roll as I did last time. what was that roll?
What are you doing again? Is it just
he's just doing his piloting?
Giving me a good shot, or what's? Yeah, I'm just curious what your thing is called.
Yeah, I'm just piloting to make sure that you get a good shot. So, because there are three successes, do I get three blues?
Three successes from his shot.
Yes.
No, that's just for damage. Your successes upgrade his thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I didn't know if there was a back and forth to make this go just to a comical level.
If we didn't spend three of them on a crit, then I could have given you three boosts.
Yeah, that's
so true. I'll keep that in mind next shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll start building this up like some Pokemon later.
Success, three advantages.
Ooh. All right, cool. All right, so three advantages, like we said, that's kind of, you could either pass those on to repairing any strain damage to your ship, or, I don't know, what is something really cool that could possibly happen as you're piloting here?
I might just play it safe. Yeah, I think I will take two for... clearing my strain, and I will pass one black onto the next NPC.
Okay. I'll add a black to this person's gunnery check right here. And then what speed are you going at? Two?
Two.
Alright, I'm just going to go ahead and flip one of my double dark sides for funsies.
Oh boy.
To upgrade Thank you. Thank you again, AJ and Adam. So, teal and green. Check this weapon ship to make sure they don't have anything useful.
Now, is this the one that's got the crit on it, or the shields are down?
Yes, this is the damaged one. He's very angry, very pissed off. So he is trying to lay into you guys right now.
That is fair.
Ay, mother puss bucket. Not good for him. How do I upgrade and it goes worse? All right, that's two failures and a threat. So he's trying to get his shot lined up, but then with all this damage from the shot, things are sparking, and it just freezes up on him, and his gun doesn't fire, even though he had a great shot in his head lined up. It just engine fail or energy fail, or just the power doesn't go to where it needs to go. And it's an experimental ship, so maybe they weren't prepared for combat or something like that, and there's someone somewhere taking notes like, oh, that was probably not a good design choice.
Yes, we know that's happening. You so know that's happening.
We shouldn't have tied all the energy into one thing. I told you, Steve, that was a bad choice. So we're back onto rail.
All right. You tried shooting me. I saw those guns line up. That's how we're going to take him out. You said, let's keep going after this one, so we'll just keep going after one with his pants down. So is that one boost because of the success from Andrew?
One boost from the keen success on his piloting. Okay. And then this person is this guy is traveling at the... which one are you shooting at? The first, the one that's smoking, or the other one that was running away? Or not running away?
The one without the shields.
The one without the shields. Okay, so I think... 3 speed. So, yeah, so it'd be 3 purple still on the check.
Okay, so 3 purple on the check. Doing True Aim, you know, taking the boost there with the extra upgrade. And
remember the light sides.
No, yeah, I see them. That's fine. I'm just going to go ahead and roll now.
Okay. All right, not enough for a crit, but that's going to be, what, 9 damage?
Mm-hmm. But I will be passing on those boosts to my wonderful friend, Kate.
All right, so that is going to be enough. Let me
see. Basically, I'm going to hit him and knock him into, you know, whatever, make it more advantageous for us to keep, you know, so passing on.
They don't have shield anymore, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So they only have armor, which is still good. So, yeah, this ship is on its last legs. It is, because it's Star Wars, we see fire and sparks in space, because why not? Because it doesn't make any sense. But mm-hmm. there are sparks shooting off of this thing. You can see a very angry, frustrated pilot, maybe, as you zoom by it, peppering it with more shots. This is not going what he had scheduled. What was supposed to be a nice, leisurely practice run, he's now getting shot out of the sky by some crazed Mandalorians. And, yeah, we'll go to the other guy who'll take his shot. Am I going to... All right, so you're going speed 2 still?
Yes.
All right. And dish. He has no blacks on this guy. I'm going to flip my thing, because I can, to give me 2 yellows. Move that down against the 2 purples, and here is his shot. Roll. 2 successes, 2 advantages. So that is going to pepper the messenger with... Where is his... Where are his pew-pews? His pew-pews do 6, so that is 8 damage to the messenger minus whatever your armor and shield would be.
What was that again? It was minus 2 armor?
Whatever. Yeah, I don't remember what the armor of the messenger was.
It's 3.
Okay, so you're going to... So it was 8 total damage... Minus 3, so 5 damage to the ship, unless you have shields
okay,
on it.
I have defense.
For your ship, you have defense?
Yeah.
So you have armor. You have yeah, I think that's supposed to be a black die, I'm supposed to say. I think this feels very familiar to a conversation we had last time we did this, that I was supposed to be adding a black die every time. Well, we'll do it again. That next time I shoot, I'll put a black die, but yes, okay.
Okay, so would that go to my strain or directly to the whole trauma?
Whole trauma.
Okay, and that is 5, so let me write that on down. Let's see, so...
I'm just letting you know cool. I did not take ranks of mechanics, so... do need to fix the ship in flight? I can try it, but you know...
Yeah, let me see what my mechanics is.
We can, trade off, we stand over here and, switch out with the pilot while you repair things or something. That'd be hilarious, but...
I sure don't have any bonuses with that either.
Okay. This will be...
Just don't die.
Just don't get hit. Yeah. That's all it is. We just don't need to get hit. We shoot them first, take them out, we don't get hit. There we go. We escape. I wish I had a thermal detonator as a ship weapon. That would be great.
Aren't those photon torpedoes or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, proton torpedoes.
Proton torpedoes. Photon is Star Trek.
Yes. That other place that doesn't really exist.
All right, so we're back at the top. So, Andrew, you need to do a piloting.
Okay, so that would be... And I will continue going too, because it's worked out well for me so far.
Mm-hmm.
1 success.
Hey, right. Yes. Hey.
That's a bonus. You didn't hurt him in any way, so that's good.
Yep.
All right. So the guy who is smoking is going to try to get the heck out of there. So I'm trying to figure out, how do you leave a fight?
Hold L and R at the same time?
It's Final Fantasy, right? Don't I hit run away?
Yes. Yes. That's... Super Nintendo, Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I'm going to have him basically try to disengage and pull back. So he will be at your extreme range in the next round. So he's trying to try to get out of there. So he's just going to basically pull himself out of combat for now. And we'll go back to Gunnery. So you can get one shot on him, basically like D&D style, you know, attack as attack of opportunity as he's trying to get the heck out of there.
Hey, Kane, do you want me to take care of the fleeing chicken or do you want me to go after the other one?
Whichever one's closer.
At that point in time, which one is closer? Great mighty GM.
I would probably say the one that is that hasn't been hit yet, because they were coming at you. The other one is moving away, so they would pose more of a threat towards you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll all aim for that guy. I'll do true aim. I get one boost because
one
of
boost.
The...
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then and this guy against, is same speed, three purple.
Okay, three purple. Gotcha. All right. And then we shall roll. I failed. My first fail. But I got two advantages.
Oh, no.
I missed. I went wide.
Sad.
You could have flipped the dice and could have got more whatever. Yeah. You wanted to fail.
Hey, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm taking your cue from you. I'll do it next time.
All right. So, yeah, the shots do just fly by this guy. This guy is zoned in on you guys. He's intent on getting you some retribution for shooting at his friend. And he'll take his shot right now.
This one's a wily one. I missed him. But I'm going to line up two advantages for you, so go ahead and use those in your next check.
Alrighty.
Were you moving at three or two, Andrew? I forgot.
I was moving at two, but I think next time I will bump it up.
Oh. So I clicked on everything to flip, so he's just going to go with his regular greens on his shot.
Ooh.
So one success, two advantages. That's going to be...
You didn't put the black in there.
Oh, sorry. Let me roll the black. I keep forgetting. It's a new thing. Oh, failure. There you go. So he does not succeed. Goddamn yes! Black dice. All right. So he does
hey,
not succeed.
Strikes again.
Yes. But I'm going to pass over two blacks to you as he's firing. You're going to do some evasive maneuvers not to get it. So it's going to mess up your piloting check on this next thing here. So go ahead.
Alrighty.
Two black to your check.
Well, I do forever have the skill that removes two black dice from every piloting
what?
Check I take.
Which yes. one's that one? Oh, that's sweet.
It is skilled jockey. Yes, I have two ranks of skilled jockey.
Excellent. So,
the blacks mean nothing to him. No challenges.
okay, so I'm gonna bump it up to three this.
All right, so it's three purple on your check.
Yep. Oh, two failures and an advantage.
All right, so that's two black to your shot.
You didn't
there.
Roll with my two boosts.
Oh, you want to? Yeah, you got those two blues.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Watch, you got two successes right now.
No,
nothing.
No, no.
All right, so two black on your shot there. Since the other guy's kind of disengaged, it's going to go straight to Rail's shot right now.
Yeah, and this guy's being particularly vicious about things, so it's going to be
yes.
hard. So that's two blacks thrown into this, and what's his speed?
What he's still doing three purple still.
Okay, so three purple versus, and even though our speed doesn't matter, because that matters on their shot.
Yeah, right? It matters on their shot and his piloting check.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so three purple, three green, that. Do you want me to flip, or no? Okay.
Do you feel like you need it? Cause
I don't feel that I need it right now, but if we get hit another time, I might want to do it just to make sure we finish him off. So, well,
yeah, I mean, like we got him. These people paid some dollars.
they want some movie
not?
Moments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and spend one then. That'll give me two upgrades. That puts that at, oh gosh. So that turns my one remaining green into a yellow and then gives me a green. So this is
yes.
going to be one heck of a shot. Okay. All right. And one success.
one success.
Thank you.
All of that. One success. That works.
I'll take it.
I mean, Brian's worth it.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So what damage does that do?
Should just be six, I think.
Six plus one, seven.
So seven. All right. He's got armor, and this one still has shield, so okay. So he's still looking fairly well. Andrew, back to you.
Alrighty, so I think I will roll that very same roll. I should have hit save pool. 1, 2, 3, roll. Three successes, advantage.
All right, awesome. So Andrew Kane makes some sweet moves, getting Rail into a great shot. You get 3 upgrades on your shot. And Rail, it's your turn.
Okay, so the guy's not going to go yet? Oh, it's right, because we got rid of the middle one. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, now we're getting in a groove here. Let's get this going. So that's 3 boosts?
Yep.
Okay. Roll and 3 purples, because the guy... are you flipping, or are we leaving it?
I'm leaving it.
Okay. All right, so I'll go ahead and do this one. And roll. All right! Hey, look at that! 3 successes, 3 advantages, so that's enough to crit if we want to.
That's true, Ken. Yeah, roll it. Roll a ship crit.
Do you want a crit, Kane? Or do you want the advantages as boosts?
You can crit. I think I'm doing alright.
Okay. That'll be plus 10 for my lethal blows. Yeah. And we'll go ahead and do a ship crit.
Again with the shields down. All right.
Got some pants down again.
Exactly. Really likes the pants people. It's what he does. Schoolyard favorite.
It is a Mandalorian schoolyard tradition that you pants everybody you get a chance to. It's just the way it is.
All right. So
I've been punched in the face more than enough times for that.
All right, so he's going to do his piloting check to see if he can get into position to get a good shot here.
And he does take 2 straight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he's going to go max speed of 5, so he's going to make it very hard to be hit, but he's also going to screw himself over if this goes bad. But we shall see. And reroll.
Ooh.
All right, no bueno. He's pushing his ship way too hard. That's 2 more strain on his ship.
Oh, start shaking.
That is that ship, 3 failures and 2 threats.
Yeah, so that ship is starting to shake from the strain, and he's going to have 3 blacks when he takes his shot. Oof, no bueno for him. All right, so that is Rail on a shot now, right? No, Rail just shot, so Andrew on a pilot.
Yeah. Unless you want to take over the controls of the gun and take a shot.
No, I'm happy right here.
All right.
Getting 3 failures and 2 advantages.
Oh. Well, we're just kind of, we're playing cat and mouse now.
You mean defense? You've seen sparks shoot off of this ship. Maybe you're like, oh, that thing's going to blow in a second.
You're backing off just like, I don't want to damage my windshield.
All right, so Rail, you got 3 blacks added to your shot there.
Ooh, okay. What do you want to do with the advantages?
Is there any ship strain you want to have healed by some helpful little droids you have on your ship?
I think I'll pass it on.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So that means you get 3 blacks and 2 blues.
And 3 yellows and 1 green. 3 purples, right? Or are we going for more? You say he's pushing it.
You can upgrade if you want, man. Just blow him out of the sky.
Yeah, what's the difficulty? I need to know that first.
Oh, it's 5.
5?
He's going at max speed right now.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? You want me to try to pop him with the light side points?
Yeah, I mean, good luck.
Okay. We'll pop 1. That bump boosts me up there. All right. 4 yellows, 1 green, 3 blue, 3 black, and 5 purple. How could this go wrong at all? It didn't. Yeah, 2 successes out of all that mess.
Oh, wow.
Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so yeah, this ship is definitely blown out of the sky. So what does it look like when this thing explodes there, Blame Cat?
No, so he's pushing it, and it's starting to shake, and it's like got the sparks because, the shields are down and whatnot. And so Rail just kind of lines up the shot. Now, I keep envisioning that this isn't just like empty space. Like, we've got to have, like, some asteroids and things like that around.
Sure, why not?
So, when he lines up the shot, he goes for, like, the right thrusters. Because the guy's pushing, just trying to go in a straight line to get the heck out of here. So, he knocks out those thrusters, and it basically makes the ship just slam right into a into the asteroid explode.
All right. So, that ship explodes. The other one has drifted out of your guys' vision. It's at some sort of crazy extreme range. And I don't know if ships, do they have sensors for when things are coming out of hyperdrive? Is that a thing? Or am I making that up in my head?
That's like collision sensors would happen if we were too close to somebody and they would go off.
Sure. So I'm going to go ahead and flip a double story point. You see what is, what's a good description of this? I don't want to say a Star Destroyer because that's way too big. But maybe basically like an oversized, one of those Corvettes. It is a giant silhouette-like five ship.
Oh, jeez.
That drops out of hyperdrive in the distance near that damaged Star Destroyer. And you see that it's there, and they are trying to pull that thing in. But that thing is massive and armed to the teeth. Now, it is on you to decide if you want to try to take on the Silhouette 5 vehicle by yourself, or you can head back to Mandalore and report your findings and let people with bigger ships take that down that thing. That's on you.
Whoa, that's a big one. I didn't expect that. What in the world? Kane, what are we doing?
Man, I'm not even sure.
I don't think we can take that.
Yeah, I think it might be worth just booking it.
Okay.
Like, I've taken on some long odds, but I think we've bitten off enough today.
Yeah, I mean, if we could. Go into their landing bay. We might be able to win against the whole. Never mind. We don't have enough thermal detonators for that.
Is there an exhaust shaft the size of a womp rat on that thing?
Instead of shooting a proton torpedo, it's like, you know, Bell out there with like a grenade. Okay, hang on. I think I got this.
I got this one. Get closer.
Yeah, we'll get Bell on here to help us out with that. Yeah, that'll work because, you know, the first one's going to whip, but the second one's always going to hit.
Sure. You guys, see this massive ship, and you guys, your computers have been doing scans and reporting on these ships you've been fighting. They're active computers. So you do have some data, some telemetry on how those ships perform, some of the rough schematics, at least of what you guys experienced. And this information will definitely help the Mandalorians, and if the Clan Odias decides to share the information with the Jedi, it will also help them in this larger Sith-Jedi war that is brewing. But you guys did reclaim clan honor by eliminating Clan Rock. They no longer exist, except for one half-naked Fandalorian who was flying the heck out of there by himself, thinking of his life choices. Maybe he's going to retire and, I don't know, open up a restaurant or something. Who knows what Book will do? Maybe we'll find out at the end of season of Volume 2. Who knows? But you guys survived, reclaimed clan honor, a successful little journey. I just have one last question for you guys. When you guys return to Mandalore, it's going to be about 6 or so months since you guys have touched foot there. What is the first thing that Rael does when he gets back to Mandalore?
The first thing that Rael does?
That Rael does. When you guys get back to Mandalore, the ramp touches the ground and you walk out, what is the first thing Rael does?
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Is Bail there or not?
He is not there. He is gone on their simultaneously running adventure.
Okay, good. That makes sense. They're like bouncing off. Yeah, he's going doing things. Okay, that's fine. I mean, he was going to punch him, but that would be the first thing he would do. But he doesn't get the chance to do that because he's not there. So instead, he goes straight to the bar and orders up an ale and is definitely going to have one. Right then and there. That's the first thing he's going to do.
Very cool. Same question for Kane. When Kane, you first land back on Mandalore, what is the first thing that Kane would want to do?
I think I want to get my ship, at least the beginnings of fixed up, or hand it off to someone who can fix it up. And then I think I will... yeah, I think I might also head over to the bar and just relax, because I'm not in active combat currently.
Right? For once, you get to relax.
Yeah, you worked for 6 months straight. You guys deserve a nice little three-day weekend before getting back to work.
Oh, absolutely. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
Perfect. Very, very fun. Thank you, Blame Cat, for coming on. It was nice to play with your voice on the show, not just hearing your voice. Nice change of pace.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. It's been a blast. I really enjoyed it.
I had a very good time.
Yeah. This, I'm pretty sure this is not the last we see of these Mandalorians. They'll definitely be popping up here and again. I have a feeling that we're going to see more of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wouldn't be fun without them, right?
Exactly. Who's going to throw those grenades? Bail can't throw them all.
He'll try. Believe me, he will try, though.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. If you liked what you heard, please head over to the podcast service of your choice and leave us a review. Every review helps more people find the show. If you want to help the show out, please spread the word on social media. You can find us on Twitter at Flight Risk Pod and on Facebook. If you want to help us in a monetary fashion, you can head over to Patreon and help support the show.
Yeah, actually, the three of us. Yeah, thank you, AJ. Blame Cat, I, and AJ are actually going to be on a little series on Dicey Cantina coming up. Probably it's already. You know what? Since we're talking to you in the future, and this is going to be, I'm going to take this out because it's going to be like 4 months before this episode comes out. Mm-hmm. Our episodes on Dicey Cantina were probably one of the most popular. Wouldn't you say, Blame Cat?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've got the most fans. They're definitely following us and knocking down our door trying to get our autograph.